A Japanese Viewpoint.
Prioritizing age in the Japanese society and paying respect to older people is nothing new, and is a tradition inherited from generation to generation. It is also deeply rooted in our daily life. People in this country take it for granted that we should listen to older people and pay due respect to them because that is what we were taught. And I still believe this custom works to make our economy prosperous and sustainable for the following reasons. First, this tradition is deeply rooted in our culture and cannot be changed overnight. Any attempt to get rid of it will surely involve the risk of getting no cooperation or understanding from other people working in teams. However convinced you may be that dismantling this age priority is best for your company, you can hardly succeed when everyone else is still living with respect for the age values and are resistant to your idea. Second, I believe the Japanese-style management, which was studied by the rest of the world in the 1980s and described in detail in some internationally known publications such as Theory Z, Japan is Number One, Made in Japan, still works in Japanese companies. In recent years, many Japanese businesses tried to cut their expenses to gain greater profits by victimizing human resources and taking on fewer full-time workers. But the decline in the number of skilled workers in companies is a great threat to Japan's competitiveness in international trade. It is in the seniority system that companies can guarantee their employees lifetime work stability in exchange for their loyalty to the company. Third, young competent workers may be respectable and intelligent, but not always wise enough to deal with daily business. They may have good knowledge, but less experience in the real world. In reality, they need a lot of assistance from older workers and need to keep asking questions until they become fully functional and productive in the real world. In conclusion, I don't think we need to change our tradition, although I do agree that more fair treatment for talented young employees should be emphasized. These people should still have chances to start their own business if they believe they are competent enough to succeed without any old people's advice.